Hi, I'm E.G. Cassidy, and it's Emotional Tune-Up Time just for men. This is Series 3, Episode 2 of the Time to Heal podcast and video series. This one is titled Bag of Emotions, The Heavy Load, and thank you for joining me. Also, if you have a male partner in your life, forward this on to him so he can also have a little emotional tune-up time. So many people carry around this great, big, heavy, heavy bag of emotions. I call them emotional extras inside. And, you know, some people carry this emotional, past emotional pain and resentment and anger around for years and years and years. And some people carry it into their death, which is really sad in my opinion, because who wants to be on their deathbed full of emotional pain? I mean, I wouldn't want to be. I wouldn't think anyone would want to be, but there's people that do that. And so if you think about, stop for a minute and think about what is inside of your emotional bag that, you know, you're carrying around that feels like a heavy load. If it feels like a heavy load, my guess is that it's probably filled with some kind of pain, resentment, anger from events in your life. I mean, we're human beings, things happen, and a lot of people don't properly process and release those emotions, and they stuff them down inside, and then it becomes this big bag of a heavy load, heavy burden. So the question that you really need to ask yourself is this: do I want to continue carrying this heavy load of past emotions around with me? We'll call them past negative emotions at that. Is the bag getting heavy? Are you physically and emotionally worn out and tired of carrying this bag of heavy emotions? And if so, ask yourself that. And if you answered yes to any of it, then let's talk about how to deal with the heavy load. So I'm going to share just a little bit of my background. I do it in most of my videos, but I think it's important that you understand a little bit about me. And when I became a young adult in my 20s, I had a mountain of pain inside of me from childhood abuse. And I was clueless about what to do about it. And so, you know, I went to therapy and I sought help. And in therapy, which it wasn't the first therapist I found, it was actually the third one I found that was really able to help me. And she taught me how to process painful emotions and release them. And the way that she taught me how to do that was by sitting down, being still, and actually in the therapy, she would pray. She would start praying. And then whatever emotion I needed to deal with in that session would just rise and come to the surface. And the emotions attached to it would come when the memory would come. And that provided me with an opportunity to face the pain, feel the pain, and then release the pain. And I do recommend doing this with a therapist if possible, so that you have, you know, some guidance, so you have someone that will listen to what you have to talk about and say, and help you through the process. And I, like I said, had a mountain of pain, but I stuck with it and stuck with it and stuck with it and kept going back and kept processing the pain until I began to feel some relief. And I did it so many times in therapy that I was then able to do it on my own outside of therapy. And so now it's just a way of life for me. I mean, I've processed, I believe, the majority of the pain from my past, but from time to time, you know, something will pop up here and there and I just allow it to come out. Let it flow freely. So that's one really, really important part of this process is to let those emotions flow freely. When they begin to surface, no matter what it is, let it flow. If you're grieving the death of someone, if you're grieving, you know, an abusive event or whatever it is, a breakup, a divorce, no matter what, if you're grieving and that pain comes to the surface, let it flow. Because what happens is we store past pain inside of our bodies. It can store in different parts of your bodies and in different places. And it gets stuck. And so when it comes up to the surface, let it flow. You know, let the emotions flow freely when they come to the surface. Don't cut them off, because it's healthy to cry. It's important to cry. And it's important to your emotional health that you get this stored baggage out of you. It doesn't need to stay inside of you forever. It needs to come out, and it's up to you to let it come out. And I would cry when an emotional, when I would have to deal with a past memory or the emotions come up, until I felt there were no more tears left to cry. And that's when I would feel a release. Now, sometimes there was anger, hate, pain, resentment attached to memories. And what I learned is that if there is anger coming out, scream, hit a punching bag, do whatever you need to do to get that emotion out of you. In episode one of this series, I have another video podcast called Healthy Ways to Release Anger. So if you need additional suggestions on how to release anger or pain, please go and watch that, and it might help you out a little bit. But whatever emotions come to the surface, let them flow, you know, let them out. Make sure that you are in a safe, quiet, private place when you process these emotions so that you feel comfortable letting them come out and letting them process completely. Now, another thing that I learned along the way, a little side note here, is that, you know, there can be more than one emotion attached to any one event that has happened in your life. You know, when my father put a gun to my head and raped me when I was a little kid, when I began to deal with that pain as an adult, some of the emotions that came out over time were anger, resentment, hate. A lot of hate came out of me that I had for my father because of what he did to me. Insecurities, rejection, the fact that he didn't love me. There was just, with that one event, there was just a plethora of different thoughts and what I call residual beliefs and emotions that I had to deal with out of one event. And, you know, that didn't happen overnight. It took time. So don't think that if today or tomorrow you sit down and you deal with an emotion tied to a memory, and then a week later something else comes up, that didn't work. It may just be that you have a different emotion now that you have to deal with. Maybe you dealt with the pain first. Maybe you need to deal with the anger next, or the resentment, or rejection, or whatever it is that's tied to that. And you may have to process several different emotions at several different times to get them all out. But just stick with it and know that you're making progress and you're going in the right direction. And again, if you can get into a therapist to help you do it, that would be my suggestion. But if you do decide to do it on your own, what I recommend for getting those emotions to surface, I mean, put your intentions out there that I'm going to get my healing, I'm going to process the pain of my past, and your spirit that's inside of you will help you. You know, ask your spirit for help. Your spirit is connected to the universal system, which is God, which is the universe, whatever you prefer to call it, your higher power, that lives inside of you, that spirit. Ask your spirit for help. Your spirit will help you. But sit down, get in a quiet place and meditate. And if you don't know how to meditate, I would suggest getting an app on your phone. There are free apps and free meditations, lots of them out there. There are guided meditations, there's music, there's all kinds of stuff. Get in a quiet place get in a private place. If you're going to do it on your own, get some meditation music going and quiet your mind of the everyday events, the everyday things that you do and you think about. Quiet all that so that what's in your subconscious can come out and can rise to the surface, and then you can deal with those emotions. Now, also remember, take care of yourself. That is very, very, very important. Remember that they're just memories, that you are in a safe place now. And if it becomes too overwhelming for you, stop the process. Taking care of yourself is your number one priority. So if it becomes overwhelming, stop the process. Remember that you are in a safe place. And start again at another point in time if that's what you need to do. It's just super important that you're in a safe place and you're taking care of yourself first and foremost. And go slow. It's not a race. It's a process, and it's a healing process that takes time. But if you do it and you stick with it, it'll help. It will help you release. What you're really doing is you're releasing painful energy out of your body. And when you think about it kind of like that, it simplifies everything. It just simplifies it, and then you can understand what's actually happening. Those memories have emotions attached to them. Those emotions have planted themselves in your body somewhere. Those emotions that are in your body are triggering the things in that memory in your brain, which can cause you to react in different situations in life. So remember to go slow. Remember to take care of yourself. Remember, that healing is possible. I did it. If I can do it, you can do it. Anybody can do it. And take care of yourself. That is the most important thing in this process. So I hope that you've enjoyed, you know, this episode today. If you did, please like and follow us. We have three different series in the Time to Heal videos that you can choose from, and whatever, you know, suits your needs. And thank you for joining me today.